Our time on Blueprint for Living, to journey to an island in the northern Adriatic, a place famed for its lamb, its schnapps, and almond cake. It was here on Raab that Margot Foster discovered lamb stew and Raab's Gortat, an 800-year-old recipe created by the local nuns.
This is a tale of some of Croatia's culinary secrets. We blow the lid on how to choose the finest šljivovica to sip before dinner, why lamb, sourced in the region of Kvarna, tastes so delectable, and share the long, secretly held recipe for the revered Rabske torta, which dates back to 1177. I was resting on the ancient island of Raab. It's up in the armpit of the northern Adriatic Sea, where Croatia meets Italy, and I was on a mission to discover the local delicacies. I put a few questions to local agrobiologist and food lover, Tomislav Stavic.
If you look at the history, the name Raab on Latin it was called Arba. Arba means like black forest, because back in the days when sailors came to this island, it had a lot of forest, which was black oak forest. It's really popular because of this vegetation, because most of the other islands that are north to our biggest mountains of Velebit are mostly with rocks. They don't have any vegetation because of the winds, the strong winds that comes from the north. So that's one of speciality of the island. The other is its old town, which has four big bell towers that were built when the Roman Empire was here. They used to call it a little Rome because of all these little streets and monuments and old town walls and all the fortifications that were covering the island.
Now, my search is to really experience Croatian food. Can you guide me as to what I should hunt for?
Yeah, so if you look at the island of Raab or the North Adriatic, the most common cuisine, it probably has influence because it's close to the Italy. So maybe this eastern or the western part of North Adriatic is more like Italian food. But when you go to the south, it's more like some mixture of continental and Mediterranean food. So the basics would be like, if you look at the meat, it would be a lamb, which is like a big specialty here, especially on the three big islands in north region, which I say it's called Kvarner. So one of the famous lambs are from the island of Cres, Pag and Raab. Its speciality is because they eat this local vegetation, Mediterranean, which it's most based on bushes, Mediterranean bushes, which have a lot of oils like chamomile, rosmarinium, or if you know, santolina.
Now, I've heard that the sheep here are quite small in comparison to what I'm used to.
We like to serve it when it's really young, so we don't even let them grow so much. It's maybe lamb of 5, 6, 7 kilos. So they say it's really juicy and the meat is not so tough when the lamb is really young.
And talking about preparing your lamb, what is the way that they're cooked usually?
The most common way would be, we say it under the peka. Peka is like a big stove of iron, let's say. You have like a big plate, iron plate, in which you put lamb, put all these Mediterranean herbs or potatoes or any kind of side dishes or other vegetables. So all of this is in one plate. And then you cover it with a big one, and all over that you put coal.
So we're almost talking about a camp oven, what we would call a camp oven.
Camp oven, or I know in Morocco they call it tagine. A lot of Mediterranean cultures use it because it's cooked under the steam. So all the juices go in these potatoes, vegetables, they all mix up together. So I think the best way to cook it is under the peka, we say it.
And this is typical. This is something that people would eat on Raab and through Croatia.
Yeah, of course. On Raab and on all other islands throughout the coast of Croatia. But you can, we prepare it in other ways on a spear or a stick, on a grill. It depends. But most common way, and the way that we present it to our people, tourists or people who come here is under the peca, I think.
Okay, so there's a main dish that I'm going to hunt down. One thing that I have heard is the schnapps that people always have, but that's a German word. What's the Croatian equivalent?
We call it rakia, but it's like a Balkan term, because through all the Balkans, wherever you come, it's in tradition where you meet new people or new people come to your home. We always serve you like this rakia. It's like a welcome drink. You have many varieties. One of them is šljivovica. It's made from plums that grow here or in Croatia. I would say the most popular šljivovica in Croatia is maybe from northern parts. If I served you some šljivovica, I would definitely serve you one from Slavonia region.
What makes it so special?
I think the best šljivovica depends on the amount of fruit which you cook to make alcohol from it, and from the type of plums. There is bistrica. It's a sort of plum from which we make our, let's say, best šljivovica here in Croatia.
And finally, something sweet to end with. What will I eat?
On rab, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have here this traditional, it's called rabska torta. It's a kind of a cake which was made back in the Roman Empire. In fact, you can see it here on our island. We have a guest house which presents the traditional way of making it, where you can try it with a nice glass of wine.
Can you hear that? The Benedictine nuns sing the early morning liturgy every day in St. Andreas Church. This order of nuns created the legendary Rabska Torta, and I'm on my way down the hill to visit the house of Rabska Torta to meet the women who now maintain that tradition today.
I'm Diana Vazdalic. I am from Rab and I live in Rab. I'm helping Ruska to make the cakes, Ružica. She's making the cakes here during the summer in front of the guests so they can know more about the cake. We serve them also fresh made slices of the cake.
Tell me exactly what the special cake is and why it's special for Rab.
It's special for Rab because in the year of 1177, the nuns first made the cake for the Pope Alexander when he was coming here to bless the church. And they had a lot of almonds then. Now there's a few trees left. And they used the almond flour to make the cake.
So the cake has a very, very old history.
Yes, yes.
Tell me how you make this tort.
Okay, it takes 3 days to make the cake, because the first day you have to make the dough and it has to rest during the night or the day.
What's in the dough? Is it normal flour?
Yes, normal white flour. And then comes a bit of sugar and salt, and also that maraschino liquor. That's one of the ingredients for the filling. And then when that rests, you have to buy the almonds and then you have to peel them off. You put them in the boiling water for a few minutes and then the skin comes off easily.
And you do all of that?
Yes, we have our factory and they set us or prepare, then we have to do it a little bit easier here.
Yeah.
And then when you make the almond flour, you have to also dry the flour. Then you put the same amount of sugar inside, and then comes orange and lemon peel, maraschino liquor, sugar, eggs and melted butter.
Now, there seems to be a bit of a technique in making the dough and preparing the dough for the cake. I can see there's a fair bit of work.
It has to be very thin, like paper, because what less flour is, what the thin dough is, that's better because you can taste more almonds. Yes.
And yes. You're giving away a secret recipe quite freely. It's so labor-intensive. I guess you're fairly safe that a lot of people aren't really going to...
They can know the secret
on.
Because...
Sorry, what's that squeaking?
Oven.
Oh. My goodness, one's just come out. Is this the...
Yes, she made the traditional shape of the snail.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And that's really
That's fantastic. But it's got this little frill around it. And is that traditional as well?
Yes. This keeps the almonds from going away.
So is that hard to form, that shape?
No, we have a paper board that we cut the dough on that shape. And then you put a filling up and then you
crimp
you
crimp the edges. Well, it's beautiful. It's a lovely pinched circle.
Yes.
I like a little
very
wheel.
Rustic look.
It's very rustic looking. When we talk about a traditional Rab cake, a tort, is it something that all families in Rab eat, or is it gone to tourism?
It was first it was very traditional during the weddings. They make a big hearts made of Rab cake, and for Christmas and holidays and when you baptize
Christians. Yes, christenings. Yeah,
for that. And now it's more often because we learn our kids about the Rab cake and they like it. And then the ladies at home also make it.
Any tips so that I have the perfect cake experience, the Rabski torta experience?
Maybe this one, when you bake the cake, when it's finished, maybe let it rest for a day because then it won't break while you slice it. And it will get her form. It will be a little harder outside, crispy, and inside will be juicy and very, very good.
How long does it keep? It's just say we can't eat the whole cake today. Does it keep for a while?
Yes, it can last for 2 months. It won't be...
Won't go off.
Yes, it will be still good and healthy, but a little bit drier, more like a cookie, but also very good. The taste won't change.
This is a taste, taste test.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
I feel honoured. So this is one that's made yesterday.
Yes, one tuck.
Mmm. Oh, I love citrus fruit and almond together. It's beautiful.
Yes.
And it's very rich. Oh, it's fantastic. That's your very thin pastry.
Yeah, pastry is.
Mmm. There's a number of almond cakes, but this is not as wet as some, but it's holds its shape beautifully. I think it's wonderful that it keeps so long. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Master Chef.
Thank you.
Margot Foster there reporting from Rab, and the recipe for that delicious 800-year-old nun cake, that's on our website.